With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Liverpool versus Swansea. Key Battles by Aditya Narayan. Liverpool have played two Premier League games in 2017 and drawn both. Both games were away from home. Both were a case of the Reds having lost 2 points, having been ahead for a good part of those games. Jurgen Klopp's men will go back to happier surrounds of Anfield when Swansea come visiting on Saturday. By kickoff, it would have been more than a year since the Reds lost a home game. And with the cellar dwellers visiting, nothing but 3 points will be satisfactory. With Trent Alexander-Arnold impressing at Old Trafford, he could fill in the right-back position. But having also played at Plymouth, 3 games in a week might be a bit much, so Klopp will be hoping that Nathaniel Clyne is back to full fitness by then. Otherwise, the Reds could also have Joel Matip back, with a FIFA verdict on his conundrum expected on Friday. Here's some big individual battles to look forward to. Jordan Henderson versus Gylfi Sigurdsson. Henderson is important to this Liverpool team. He was missed in his absence, and what he brings to the side was clearly seen against United on Sunday. He strings things together in midfield and plays a vital role in protecting the back four that still has its moments of unbelievable madness. Sigurdsson is Swansea's best player. He has the ability to take up good positions, and his technical ability is unquestionable. His vision and passing are also big threats, but Swansea need to be able to allow the Icelander to express these talents on the pitch. Henderson will not allow Sigurdsson too much time to dwell on the ball and pick out teammates, especially in the early minutes. The Liverpool captain will have to impose himself on Sigurdsson and get his psyche affected. Liverpool will also have to ensure that they don't give away too many set pieces in dangerous areas, as Sigurdsson is amongst the finest exponents of the dead ball in the league. Roberto Firmino versus Federico Fernandes. With Coutinho's impending return to the side, Firmino could do well to start in the central role that he did so well in early in the season, before the little magician's injury. Against United, Firmino's pressing and defending from the front helped the side hugely, but he was terrible on the ball. He misplaced easy passes, he took far too many touches when he didn't need to, and he gave the ball away far too cheaply for anyone's liking. Firmino, though, loves the Anfield surroundings, and will look to get that goal-scoring touch back. With his partner in crime Coutinho coming back, he could well love this game, and that cannot be a good thing for the Welsh side. Fernandes is an experienced hand who has featured even for his country. He will have to lead the defence that is once again likely to consist of youngsters Alfie Mawson and Stephen Kingsley. But with that defence and Swansea's wretched recent form, Firmino will be licking his lips for sure. Philippe Coutinho versus Kyle Naughton. He is the biggest creative force in this Jurgen Klopp side. Against United and Southampton before that, he made a difference when he came on. His skill and trickery are a nightmare for any defender to deal with. But what has been really encouraging with Coutinho has been how sharp he's looked. Despite being out for almost 2 months, his passing, dribbling, trickery and work rate have been exactly how they were before the injury, and it's not taken too much time to ease back in. Naughton is experienced enough in the Premier League and should not be an easy nut to crack. But he has the tendency to lose his head, ensuring that he sometimes gets his positioning wrong and sometimes even going into reckless challenges that don't need to be made. Right now, for Liverpool, the creativity from midfield has been slightly lacking, and there will be no harm done to that particular aspect of our game when Coutinho returns. Dejan Lovren versus Fernando Llorente. Like a lot of his teammates, Llorente has got experience on his side. Experience of playing football at as high a level as there is in Europe. In recent times, he has looked like Swansea's only option to get a goal. Lovren was fantastic at Old Trafford, but he has shown that he is prone to the occasional lapse in concentration, even when he's having a good game. Last week, he nearly played Zlatan Ibrahimovic in with a careless back pass, but luckily for him, Simon Mignolet was just quick enough to avert the danger. For Llorente, it will be all about the kind of service he receives. If Swansea can put the ball in dangerous areas and ask questions of Lovren, there are gaps that they can exploit. I've just watched Liverpool struggle their way through the third round of the FA Cup in a replay against Plymouth at Home Park, I think it was called. And it was just possibly one of the most abysmal watches that I've had in recent times, but certainly on Klopp's watch. Ironically, I think we only started to look good when all of the older hands and more experienced and more reliable first teamers were starting to leave the pitch. And in the end, we finished off with Ojo and Woodburn and Ajaria and Wilson. And it looked good. It looked like they were linking up. And ironically, it looked like we actually might cause a bit of danger at that point. Unfortunately, at that stage, Daniel Sturridge had gone off the pitch. Depending on what narrative you want to take, he had a stinker or he was not given any service. I think it's undeniable that Divock Origi had a poor match. Alberto Moreno would be in the same category. So none of these guys, I guess, were doing themselves any favours for inclusion against Swansea on Saturday. It's tailor-made for Liverpool, like I said in a previous episode of Audible, to go and to absolutely tonk this lot. But will they? There is absolutely no evidence of that in the matches in January to date. But we have to be optimistic. We have to think that with Coutinho getting an hour under his belt, with several first-teamers now hopefully chomping at the bit to get a game after having a rest and break away from it all during this FA Cup experience, that we'll have enough and more than enough to do very, very well in this unfortunately early kickoff on Saturday. So, key battles. Yeah, let's hope we win them. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.